You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
You're listening to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Representative Mark Meadows of East Lansing. Good evening, Mark.
Hey, how are you doing, Cheryl?
I'm doing well. How are you? Did you have any trouble digging out today?
I didn't. I'm in my fourth dig out. You know, we shoveled a couple of times last night, shoveled a couple of times today, but right now it's blue skies, sun shining, or going down a little bit, but the snow's done and it's very beautiful out.
I'm with you on that one. Watching it last night and then as the sun came up this morning, it was spectacular. I know it was cold and I know it was dangerous for some folks in the roads, but it was sure spectacular before you had to head out to work on clearing it. The reason I wanted to get a hold of you this evening is some new legislation you've introduced on anti-bullying. I believe it's House Bill 4173, and just kind of wanted to get a feel for where that came from, and you've worked on it before, and we'll talk about why it's taking some time.
Well, you know, I've worked on it for quite a while, actually, and it comes from a very unfortunate incident that took place in East Lansing. A young man, Matt Epling, was harassed, hazed, bullied, and committed suicide. And it's not, unfortunately, it's not an unusual story. It has happened throughout the state at various times. And, of course, you know, we're talking about kids who are probably at their most vulnerable stage, and bullying takes place, and probably there isn't an adult in the state who hasn't either seen it, experienced it, or participated in it. And, you know, we all know what happened. And one of the things, the only thing the bill actually does is requires schools to have a bullying policy. Now, some schools do have a policy today, but we don't require it, and some schools do not, and every school kind of deals with it in a different way, which wouldn't really change under this bill, except that it requires that they involve parents in developing a policy that would apply towards bullying.
Now, is the parent involvement component come from, you know, discussion and experience that says that if we have that, we'll get a lot farther with this? I mean, you know, you didn't just pull this out of the hat. Where did that component and the importance of that come in?
Well, you know, actually, I feel very strongly that parents should be involved in decision-making at the school level anyway. And makes me think that this is a good idea in any event. But we've also found that in the past, parents are just not kept quite as up-to-date on things that are happening in the school the older your child gets. I don't know whether you have children, but I have four, and I do remember that when when my kids were in elementary school, you know, there was that every week you got a little note home telling you how your kid was doing, and then when you got to middle school, it happened about once a month, and then by the time they're in high school, you have your relationship with your teacher and find out how your kid is doing at the teacher conferences that take place in the fall and in the spring. So, by involving parents in this and making sure that the policy is one that they agree with, I think that we're in a position that they also are part of making sure that this is monitored and taken care of.
I've had two or three guests in the studio and on the phone talking about bullying. The problem is so incredible. We had Sergeant Josh Lader in from the Michigan State Police was in the studio last night and talking about how technology has ramped this up so many levels. It used to be in my day in school, if we talked about a bully, it was someone got pushed or shoved and everybody saw it. There was an immediate action. It could be dealt with right away. That's not the same today. And the bullying may have stayed on the school grounds. Technology with texting and cell phones and the internet has changed all of that.
It has. And in fact, a lot of the bullying actually doesn't take place on the school grounds anymore. You know, Matt in particular was bullied off the grounds by some kids who stopped and harassed him when they were driving by. And, you know, this happens more often than not. I can give you other examples of kids who are really bullied after school is over, or, you know, it doesn't take place right in front of the teacher, but it, you know, these policies in the school district will assist in actually monitoring this and making sure it stops. There'll be a way for the parent to complain or the child to complain so that something can take place. We have another package of bills, actually, I'm glad you mentioned this, that haven't been introduced yet, but will be ready in about 2 weeks for cyberbullying. And cyberbullying is really the wave that we're trying to deal with at this point in time. That's, you know, something that might be on Facebook or might be on Twitter or might be through email messages that are constantly sent to a child that are derogatory or threatening. And, of course, you know, there's a lot of anonymity in that. And people get brave about their bullying when they do it that way. So we've got another package of bills which we hope will address that.
Well, we again, I discussed with Sergeant Later last night how when you can't get away from the bullying, and you mentioned Matt Epling, it was after school as well. If you can't get away from it, you can see how it can consume your life, and you don't know when it would ever end.
That's right. It's you look back on it and you think, did I ever know anybody who was really bullied? And you know, I know that we're not trying to stop kids from, you know, being smart alecky with each other. It's not trying to interfere in sort of the normal give and take that takes place among young people. But this is a very serious thing that we have ignored in the past.
Absolutely. Are you said it involves requiring a bullying policy for the schools. So we're looking for some consistency throughout the schools, and at least the school districts can craft their own, but we want to be sure that there is one in place. Is that what I'm hearing?
That is exactly correct. That's exactly what we're looking for.
Wow. So we'll be looking forward to the cyberbullying one to come up as well.
That's right. It's in the LSB being drafted, and it should be ready in about 2 weeks.
Well, very good. Anything else on the agenda? Any more coffees coming up?
We have a coffee every month, and this month our coffee is in Hazlitt at Blondie's Barn. And I can't remember exactly what day it is right off the top of my head, but I have four school districts in my district, and we try to have a coffee in each one of the areas that is serving by those school districts every other month.
Well, I'm guessing that gives us a reason then to mention people could go to a website or to check on when those coffees would be, to go to your homepage?
That is correct. Actually, it does come up. And if anybody wants the Meadows Report, which I issue, that just talks about what's going on at the Capitol, and I write it myself, so I try to make sure that people get the real scoop as to what's going on down there. All they have to do is call my office, which is 373-1786.
Well, very good. Representative Mark Meadows, I always appreciate talking with you and you giving me a few minutes of your time. And we'll get in touch and talk about the cyberbullying bill when that comes along and see what we got in that one.
All right. Sounds great. Have a great night.
Thank you as well. Thank you so much, sir.